Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Voters in Guinea-Bissau helped the West African nation take a large step toward returning to democratic rule, turning out in good numbers to choose former finance minister José Mário Vaz as president in the May 18th runoff election. In balloting seen by international monitors as transparent, credible, and without major incident, Mr. Vaz received 61.9% of the vote, defeating independent candidate Nunu Gomes Nabiam, who took 38.1%. The nation's Supreme Court must now validate the results before they become official. A decision is expected in the coming days. Mr. Vaz is the first freely elected president since a coup disrupted voting in 2012. A transitional government has ruled since the military surrendered power, and the new president taking office will end that transition back to elected rule. The United States congratulates the people of Guinea-Bissau and looks forward to working with Mr. Vaz and his government as it works to achieve lasting peace in the region. We also commend Mr. Nabiam for accepting the result and conceding for the sake of peace and stability. We urge the country's leaders, both civilian and military, to hear the voice of their people and bring the political transition period to a successful conclusion. These elections offer the opportunity for comprehensive reforms to break Guinea-Bissau's cycle of corruption and make progress on providing public services, advancing democracy, and expanding the country's development.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.